Hello, young lord. Guess what day it is? That's right, birthday boy. You're 16 today. I was sure you'd forget. Really? How can a boy be so forgetful? Next time, I won't even wish you a happy birthday, since you apparently don't care. Who am I kidding? I can't help but spoil you every time I get a chance. There is no chance I could be so mean to you. Why am I whispering? Excellent question, sir. You see, it's still very early, and they're just starting to make your special birthday breakfast downstairs, and I'm not supposed to be here. So, we have to be very quiet. As to why I am where I shouldn't, crouching on the side of your bed like that. Well, firstly, I wanted to be the first face you'd see this new year of your life. Secondly, I immensely enjoy watching you sleep. And thirdly, I wanted to give you a really nice birthday gift. You see, I've been having thoughts about you, my lord. Hot and steamy thoughts. I've been thinking about your smile, your hair, your skin, and then I thought about your cup. But I hadn't seen your cup, and I got so frustrated and curious and wet. And then the other day, I entered your room, and there it was. The heat that night was awful. So you'd pushed your sheets away and taken to sleep in the nude, and I saw your cut. I had to leave the room immediately, lest I faint. It made me positively melt. How I made it to the furniture closet with such weak need is a mystery, but I had to release myself. You see, your cock broke me. Seeing it made my pussy burn and drip, and I made myself come 3 times before I was able to return to work. I had no idea it was so scrumptious. So, I am dying to see it again. May I hop onto the bed, sir? Will you push the sheets away for me? Oh, thank you, sir. I know I'm overstepping the boundaries, but I am glad to see you so enthusiastic about your birthday gift. You may have guessed by now, but I'm going to suck that delicious cock. And voila, there it is. It's so cute, absolutely adorable, just like you. May I touch it, sir? Oh yes, please. It's so warm in my hand and soft. Yeah, so hard. I can't help but stroke it. Mind if I just get my head closer? It's adorable. Look, sir, I'm taking my bonnet off. Since you were little, you'd never seen me without my maid uniform, which means you'd never seen my hair, and I have great hair. Do you feel it grating against your thighs? Feels nice, huh? Put your hand on my hair, sir. Let your fingers stroke it. Yes. Yes, you are very gentle, my lord. I like it a lot. Your balls are so full and heavy. smooth like a dream. I want to suck those adorable balls. Yes. I adore you. You are the sweetest boy. And the sweetest cat. I just want to please you any way I can. Are your balls hurting? Just a little? That means you need to come, young lord. You just need to give me your cum to eat like the strong man you are. I want to suck you dry. I'm going to milk that sweet little cock and make it shoot a big load of sticky cum. I want to fill, want you to fill my mouth with your love juice. Please. Please. I'll suck harder. Oh god. I can't wait. You're closer. Please put your pretty cock on my tongue. And stroke it so I can get my that yummy cum to swallow. That's so right, that's right. Jerk it against my tongue. Sir, it's delicious. I want to keep sucking. That cock forever and swallow an endless stream of your cum. That's how delicious it is. I have to get back to my duties. But you've made a poor maid very happy today. Well, I hope you have a wonderful birthday, my lord. I'll take my leave now, but my own birthday is coming up in a few weeks, and I know exactly what I'd like someone to give me. Have a good day, my lord.